This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Trafficking, Planned Parenthood, abortion specimens worldwide, selling pornography online, and being wanted for a banking scam that left thousands destitute in Ecuador. Two brothers are in ICE custody and are being deported from the U.S. Operation Rescue says Obama administration corruption helped brothers William and Roberto Isaias to evade extradition and develop their illegally lucrative human body parts business. They simply donated $90,000 to the 2012 re-election campaign of President Obama and went on to provide tissue for anti-aging treatments for the wealthy. Acting on information from David DeLayden's undercover work, Orange County prosecutors shut down that operation in 2017. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Senator Tim Kaine is the latest in a string of politicians parsing words, hoping to offer cover for unabashed infanticide. The Virginia senator is joined by an official letter from Planned Parenthood. They say stopping infanticide after a late-term abortion would limit women's access to compassionate and even appropriate medical care. They avoid the I word, but it is still the same infanticide that sent Kermit Gosnell to prison for life. And the Vermont State House passed a bill Thursday ominously declaring that babies in late-term abortion, quote, shall not have independent rights in law. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.